Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you once again this morning for sparing our life to still see another day. Lord, we know that each day we wake up and we see the breaking of another day. It is just a sign that you are not through with us, and you still have one thing or the other for us to accomplish, all that you want to accomplish in our life. We thank you very much for the week that ended yesterday. We thank you, God, for your blessings spiritually and physically, your healing hands upon our bodies, provision for our needs, journey mercies for those who traveled, your grace, mercy, favor, and help to all. We thank you very much. Lord, we are back into your house, and we appreciate the blessings we have received since we came in this morning. Lord, trusting you for more of the blessing as the service continues, we surrender ourselves unto you, that you will help us this day. Have your way in our life. There be any sin of commission or omission, whichever way, O God, in our life that could hinder your blessing, may you look upon us with mercy and let your blood atone for us, dear Father. Have your way in our life. Have your way in our midst. Lord, the vessels of clay that is standing before your people is just a responsibility. We pray that you will help us and be our strength and inspiration. Take away weaknesses from your children. Lord, give all of us the attention your word deserve. Thank you, eternal Father. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. May you baptize souls with your spirit. May you take the saints to higher heights. Wherever the saints are assembled like manner this morning, may the angel of the Lord make himself manifest in their midst and do the things that you are known by. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you for rendition. God bless you richly. It looks like a conversion special. It looks like convention special. We want to try and finish this sermon today. The next time will be a review. Summary. Then it comes to its end. For this season.
You
shall rise. Isaiah chapter 14. On Wednesday, we welcome Reverend Godfrey Anera. So we greeted him on Wednesday. Yes, that's why we are not introducing him afresh. He's around with his wife. Yeah, but I forgot some of you don't come to Wednesdays. I'll have asked them to stand before we stood up. But you're most welcome. Isaiah chapter 14, from verse 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground, with this weakened the nations? But thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. That ye be not so shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
You
can please be seated. Want to read you from Revelation? Chapter 14. Verse 9 and 10. And Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Well, let's start from verse 6 of Revelation 14. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people.
ati o ti rere aini pekun lati waasu fun awon ti gbe orile aye ati fun gbogbo orile de ati eya ati ede ati awon eniyan.
Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters.
O si le ora pe eberu Olorun ke si fi ogo fun nitori ti wakati idajo re de e si furi bale fun eni ti o da orun ohun aye ati okun ati awon orisun mi.
And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling, is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
And the Babylon city tell me, Babylon wo, Babylon ti o tobi ni wo, eyi ti o ti mu gbogbo orile de aye mu ninu oti wine binu agbere re.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast or his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand.
Angeli keta si tele mo o si bile ora ra pe bi enikeni ba o fori bale fun eranko ni ati awuran re ti o si gba ami si waju re tabi owo re.
The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
O pelu yo mo ninu oti wa ni binu Olorun ti a tu jade li ai ni abula sinu ago irunu re o si fi na ti sufuru da loro ni waju awon angeli mimo ati waju odo agutan.
Revelation 18:4.
We fi orikejilogun ese kerin.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
May
the Lord bless the reading of his word. Last Sunday, we spoke majorly on the boycott or the squeeze.
Squeeze.
As part of the subject we are. We read some quotes which I'm not going to be repeating everything now, but I just like to call your attention to one or two of what we read, then we proceed. In the first seal, paragraph 359, the prophet said, now when he gets the money all under control, the he there is the Antichrist, then he will break this covenant with the Jews. As Daniel said, he will do in the midst of the last half of the 70 weeks. I believe the prophet is referring to Daniel chapter 9. Around the last verse. The last verse. See, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week.
You see,
verse This here is Christ that will confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And it's actually these revelations here is talking about the Jews. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
Let's
read well. Yes.
Wọ́n sì fi ìdímájẹ̀mú kan múlẹ̀ fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn níwọ̀n ọ̀sẹ̀ kan àti láàrin ọ̀sẹ̀ náà ni yóò mú kí á dẹ́kun ẹbọ àti ọ̀rẹ́ ẹbọ.
All right. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate.
Ìríra ìsàdúró náà ìsọdáwó yìí yóò sì dúró.
Even until the consummation.
Olùbímọ́nà ti di.
And that determined shall be poor upon the desolate.
Ìdájọ́ náà tí àpinnu rẹ̀ yóò dúdà sórí ìsọni di ahoro náà.
The abominations, the prophet told us that when Christ was here on earth, he made reference to the book of Daniel.
Ìrírá ta ń sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ yìí o, nígbà tí Jésù wà ní lóde ayé, ó tọ́ka sí ìwé wòlíì Dánielì.
Talking to the disciples at that time,
that
when you see the abominations spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, the prophet said the holy place is the temple and the abomination is the mosque of
Omar,
which is presently standing at the spot where Solomon built the temple. So the disciples were warned that when they see that abomination standing in the holy place, say also hear it. Let him understand. Now, this covenant that Christ is going to confirm with the people for 1 week, which in literal interpretation of the prophet, that 1 week is 7 years. And in the midst of the week, he will cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. When Christ was here, he lived for 33 and a half years. Is that correct? He entered the ministry at the age of 30. Are we together? So he preached for 3 and a half years. That was it. This is half of that last week of the 78th week. That is when Christ was caught up. So he still remained half of that week, which is 3 and a half years. That is what is left now for the Jews. This in between is the overspreading of the abomination. That place will remain abominable for all this period. That is when Christ come to the Gentiles for the salvation of the elect lady here, which is spoken by Brother Paul as the fullness of the Gentiles. He said, yeah, in the book of Romans, yes, he said, the Jews will remain blinded until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And the prophet said that fullness of the Gentiles is the period of the seven church ages. When Christ is dealing with the Gentiles, it will regard to salvation. Is it clear? So let's continue our reading. Back to okay. And then, brother, what will he do? He will have all the world trade and the commerce. That's the Antichrist now. A pact with the world. Because he will hold the wealth of the world completely. And during that time, them two prophets, these are Moses and Elijah, we rise on the scene and call that 144,000. You are already sleeping. There is no bed in heaven. Then what will take place? Then the mark of the beast of Revelation 13 will set in. Because he owes all the commerce, trade, and everything of the world. And what will take place then? The mark of the beast will come in, that no man can buy or sell except him that has the mark of the beast. Then the prophet said, thank God, the church will be enjoying a great 3.5 years in glory and won't have to go through that. So these 3.5 years, when Christ goes back to the Jews, the rapture takes place here, and then the bride is there with Jesus having the wedding supper. Then in 3rd Exodus, just read one paragraph there, 151, paragraph 151. The prophet said there, he was talking and typing what happened in the time of Israel in Egypt. He was typing it with today. You know, in that message of 3rd Exodus, the prophet spoke about the 3 exoduses. The first being the time when the Jews, I mean the Hebrews or the Jews, have to leave Egypt. And the prophet was saying that while God was training Moses in the wilderness to be sent for that message to deliver his children, Ramesses, who is going to be the Pharaoh that will not know the blessing of Joseph, he was growing. He's the one that is going to be on the throne, anointed by the devil to mature the children of Israel so that they can cry for deliverance. And that is actually also the purpose of the squeeze. Yes. And the prophet also explained it in another message, in another way, of as the eagles teareth forth her nest. And the prophet said that the things, the material that the eagle used to use to build his nest is thorns. Yes, he will use the tongue to weave it as a basket. And then he will take rabbit leather, rabbit skin, and all those soft, soft things to come and pad it, to lay the pad, because he wants to bring forth small, small cheese, small, small eagles on it. The one she has eaten. To make the place cozy. So when this is done, you bring forth the little eaglets there, and oh, they will see that life is sweet. Wonderful, life is sweet, life is sweet. Nevertheless, eagles are not actually born to live permanently in nests. It's a place of initial, just small time of breeding. When the time comes that they need to leave that nest, the prophet said, the mother eagle herself that build the nest is one that will use its beak to pull out the rabbit feather. And then all of that small, small feathers and things that are there, he will use his big feathers as fan to blow all of them out. So inside the nest, that have been a place of comfort, it now becomes a place of discomfort. What is he telling the eaglets? Come out of that place. So he said, as they come out of that place, he said, he will spread his wings. Then they will all jump on his wings. Then he will look at the grassy place and put them there. Then for the first time, they will move about on grass. They will enjoy another type of life. One stick to another. Say, we go and stay on the rock. I'll be looking at them to see if any animal we want to come across. If any animal near them, in seconds, they will come and pick that animal first, take him to the highest of the rock, release him to come mice on top of the rock, to come and fall on the rock. All the bones in the body of that animal remain broken. Then he will now go back and spread his net again. Then the young eaglets will jump on the feather. He carry them to up again. When they eat little of that animal that wants to come and eat them, then he will carry them on a solo flight. When he has reached the sky, top, 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 where an aeroplane can never reach, he will shake them off, and they will begin somersaulting, tumbling like that. He will be moving around them, giving them instructions, flop your wings. Flop your wings. Flop your wings. Flop your wings. So as they are doing, they are learning how to fly. When they feel they are getting a bit tired, then you go under them and pick them up one by one, one by one, by one, and carry it to go and rest again. All those things are trainings. They are all trainings. So in third Exodus, it was God that allowed them to be inspired against his children in Egypt to fulfill his promise that he has made to Abraham, that after 400 years I will come and bring them out with a mighty hand. But some details were left out that he did not tell them. He didn't tell them that though he said they will be evil and treated, but he didn't give them the details of what it would be. So when Pharaoh was inspired, this Ramesses, Then they held the council. And in the council, they begin to come up that these strangers with us, the rate of their increase is too much. That if you don't do something, because they are outnumbering us now, so if you don't do anything, if the enemy wants to strike us, they will form alliance and drive us out of this place. So we have to do something to weaken them, reduce their strength. So there were suggestions. What can we do? Somebody suggested, which was approved, that the men should be overlabored and be beaten so that when they come back home, they will forget that they have wives. So there will not be reproduction. So they watch and study the statistics for some time. Then they call for the next meeting. You see, that statistics didn't work. We have to do something else. Then they employ some midwives. They gave them instructions with a promise of fat salary. That what they are going to do, this is their job. It's job of silent assassin. It's not with a confrontation. Go and offer free services of midwife to those people. When you do it, when the child come out and it is a male, don't let the child cry. You know your training. What to do? Now the Bible said that those midwives fear God. So they could not follow that instruction. So when they checked the statistics for some years again, they came back, they discovered that there was no difference. The rate of reproduction was still high among the Hebrews. They say that thing didn't work. They ask the midway. But we are paying you, and we ask you to do this. We are not seeing the effect. The midwife said that the Hebrew women, they are not like Egyptian women. Before we get there, they have given birth. The child is already crying. People have already gathered. That's not how we can do the thing. Okay, you are sad. You are sad. They went for another meeting. These last meetings, they employ broad daylight assassins. People that smoke Igbo, smoke heroin, smoke Arizona, smoke everything, and drink jembele and all of it. They employ them with an instruction from the palace. Carry your sword. Go into the house of the Hebrews. You enter any of their something, you see any little baby there, if he's a maid, cut off his head. The instruction is from the palace. The prophet said, who are they targeting? They were targeting Moses. But did they know it was Moses they were targeting? They did not know. It was just an evil spirit that wanted to just reduce the strength of the Hebrews. That is why this came on board. Nevertheless, all those torturing and things that the Hebrews were going through, that was what made them to intensify their prayers. That was what made them to look at the promise that God made Abraham. That God but to promise that this thing, when it's like this, that you will take us out of here. Then, while they were crying like that, then God appeared to Moses in the wilderness and say, I've had the cry of my people in Egypt. I know their sorrows. And I've come down to deliver them. And I am sending you. It is the same pattern. That is why there is going to be, before we leave, a squeeze. To make this place uncomfortable for us. I mean, for the bride. That time is coming. We are moving close to it on daily basis. The prophet said, persecution sends the church. The prophet also told us that all our differences that are infinitesimal. Let me borrow Brother Philip's language. All our infinitesimal differences, people leaving church for no substance, flimsy excuses, which is still happening up to now. Yeah, lead to disagreement, they leave this place. If they are all the bride, which is not everybody that is the bride, but God knows the bride. So those who are the bride, among all these unlawful separations, the prophet said, it is this squeeze, this persecution, that will drive the true church together. And all differences will be forgotten. The prophet preached it in different dimensions. For if you don't understand it this way, you understand it this way. If not, you understand it this way. So when you are reading taught Exodus, you are reading it if you understand. When you are reading as the eagles carried in it, you are reading this same thing. If you come and study Revelations, you are reading the same thing. Amen. It's wonderful. Now, the prophet said, paragraph 151 now, of 3rd Exodus, say they are both growing again. Yes. It will be a showdown one of these days. The time aren't far off when there will come a showdown. As the scripture says, the natural type is spiritual. You can't get away from it. There it is. It's right before your eyes. It is truth. Look at the church now, calling out, coming into power. The Holy Spirit coming down. The mysteries of God being revealed and set in order. See? And right here, she's already in the White House. And the church is pulling itself together. Amen. Not a denomination. Out of the bondage of iniquities. Away from the Amorites. A people that is free. Amen. Like I said, you can see a president in the White House behaving similarly like a madman. It's time for it. The most respected man in the world, which is the Pope, is going to get 10 times worse than that. These are tests of preambles for people to know that things are ahead. Every country will feel it. We are feeling it here. Look, last year, when they do statistics of the money that enters Nigeria from people in diaspora, is billions of dollars. That is what is sustaining Nigeria. The money Nigeria itself is making, less than 5% of the people are eating it. But it is the people, because many people have friends, loved ones there. As they struggle, labor, and get money, they send some little stipend to their people here, which when they fall down here, is something help them, bag of rice, this one. That's how people here are surviving. But now the man in India is making things more difficult, that there is not as much as what used to be before now that is coming in. First of all, they stop dollars, raw dollars, from coming in. Except you travel and bring it physically. Nobody can send money from you from abroad, then you go and collect in hard currency. It's not possible. You get it in naira. And it's determined by the rate they will give you. We are in a system that is not in the hand of any man to control. Everything is beaten in line of prophecy. The prophet will almost always say, in the face of everything, he will say that there is nothing out of kilter. What he means is that everything is working according to prophecy. Nothing happens by chance. All we are witnessing is in God's program, which he has planned, which he has foreseen, which is activating to make everything come to the final junction that he has planned. Yes. May the Lord be our help. Then Jesus came and called. Paragraph 163. Just make Paragraph 163. Then Jesus came and called. I'm going to say something here. It's not a doctrine. I'm just prophesying. You know what has happened? It's going to come to a place soon, mark my words, that all denominations are going to have to join the Ecumenical Council. Have they joined? They said the one that is just started. And when it gets to a time that, if you are not in that group, everybody, they will all go and join. It is only the bright church that will not join. Every denomination, the prophet said, bar none, will be inside. If they don't, they can't have the support of the council. Therefore, there will be a boycott, and nobody can go to these churches or go to any church unless you have a mark from your own church. You cannot buy or sell. You see, just as it was, so is it going to be again. A mark unto the beast. And the church, they are realizing that spiritual people. And you Pentecostal people, anyhow, are recognizing it. You begin to feel it. When your churches, many of the organizations of the Pentecostal, and I don't have to call your names, but you know right now, they are coming to it. They have done witness that they were. And when you do that, what are you going to have to do? You are going to have to forfeit your evangelical teaching of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are going to have to forfeit your doctrine of the Bible. That is what will happen. All the evangelical teachings, small, small place, they are three teachings of holiness. You have to. All those things we stop. We have read, because I'm not going to read all, where the prophet said that in places like this, you'll be used to store drinks or ammunition and the rest of it. The boycott, the squeeze, or the time of pressure. Like I say in one of the services, when you talk of pressure, when you talk of squeeze, like you take an orange, I even used the example of one of the sermons in the past convention. If you take an orange, oh yes, and you want to get the juice out, which you give vitamin C island, to get it out the juice, that's what is needed in orange, is it not? If it is sweet one, everybody will like it. And there are two ways you can get it out. Either you squeeze it, or you press it with a presser. They have this presser that is perforated with either some material like metal, not really iron, but metal. When they put it there, they press it like that. All the juice will go down. Then we take it out. So, which is the only thing that is needed? In the seed is not air with the shock. The prophet said that the shock, which is the Pentecostals and what have you, he said they are going to give their strength unto the seed. The spirituality that they have, the quantity of the Holy Ghost that is in their midst, he said they are going to give it to the seed. Infamy. When you plant a maize, a corn, and it grows, the blade comes out first, it grows more, you have the stem, then you begin to look at the leaves, it grows more, you have the, see the tassel they call the ojerena, then you have all that. After that one, then the hub begin to come out. When it comes out, it will be getting bigger, When it gets to a point like this, then the seed begin to form inside on the cob. So when it gets to a point which there is an outside revealer to the farmer, that the seed inside is maturing. It is this tassel which will first of all come white, gradually will be turning brown, getting darker. The darker it gets, it tells you the stage of the maturity of the corn inside. That will tell when the farmer can remove and then go and. When you leave this corn more to dry, all the strength in the stem, all the greenness in the stem, in the leaves, also that surrounds the cob, all the greenness will vanish, and that green is a sign of life. So all those life are entering into the seed, the real corn itself, to make the seed seed to be more harder to come back to what was planted. That's what the prophet said. That the shock, all the Pentecost, all their gongo, they have, no, they still have some quality of the spirit with them. They have a measure with them, see. If not, there will no healing take place in their midst. But you see, because I see a measure there. But before we leave this place, all of it will enter into the seed. And it will only be the bride that will have the Holy Spirit. So that when he that letteth now let, that is removed out of the way, the Holy Spirit takes the bride. And in the land of the Gentiles here, there is not going to be any speck of the Holy Spirit anywhere. Then the salt. No, Jesus in his own sermon, he said, ye are the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, there's no way I can be salted. He said, it is henceforth good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. So what is left here on earth, especially in all the Gentile nations, is atomic fodder. Firewood. Firewood. Yes, that's what is left. When the bride left. May the Lord be our help. Now we want to speak briefly on the third angel's message. We have spoken about the awe of Revelation 17. We have come to Revelation 13 to speak about the migration of power to the U.S. from Rome. It's not a mistake that God positioned U.S. as the police of the world. Because they have a part to play. One time it was Egypt. When they finished the assignment, the camera left Egypt. It has never returned since. But this time around, right, it's coming to US. And we have talked, I believe, I don't need to repeat myself throughout, otherwise we will not proceed. But today is, actually we have to talk of the message of the third angel. That's why we read from Revelation, chapter 14. I actually read from verse 6, because that started the message of the first angel. And then the second, and then the third. Verse 6 and 7 said, and I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of water. The prophet said, that is Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, yeah.
Do you have another interpretation for it? Do you have another one for it? You have another interpretation? Mark of the beast. I was preached July 1956. July 15, 56, 07, 15. Paragraph 100. The first angel message went forth. Martin Luther. The second angel message went forth. John Wesley. The third angel's message has gone forth. And they still reject it. And getting worse and worse. And the Bible said that evil doers and sin will get worse and worse. Now, why is the need for this third angel's message?
Wow.
You know, in the course of this message where we are preaching it, we pass through the message when we have to speak about the all in Revelation 17. We spoke from the message, why are we not a denomination? And in the course of this lengthy, I will call it lengthy now because we have taken so many, maybe this number up to 13th or 14th someone now. In the course of it, we spoke about the things that, you know, the beginning, the origin of denominations. I believe you still remember now. The first church of Rome. That makes you to remember, right? And how they become a pagan church and the rest of it. Yeah. Now, and it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And all the daughters, which are churches, that sprung from them, they have the doctrines carried along with them. And we can't even list them finish now. Brapo called them doctrines of devils. Because they are not according to the doctrines of the scriptures. Trinity. That there is three God in one. Which Abraham was discussing one day with a theologian. And he asked him a question. The man could not answer. Though a doctor of divinity. Say, we have not been able to figure that out yet. Can we have a personality without a person? No answer. Even though they could not substantiate that doctrine, even though they had an opportunity one day to defend it with only Brother Abraham standing on one side and 350 ministers. Educated and certificated. They were on one side. Another repeat. Of Mount Carmel. Elijah and the prophets of Baal. They had the opportunity that day, a unique privilege, to defend what they are preaching. To disprove Brother Abraham. But when the table was set and they were asked to come forward, none moved. Professors, doctors, doctors of letter, doctors of theology, doctor of this one, and the rest of it, they say quiet like dead men. Trinity. We We delve to it in this our teaching that the very origin of it, that it came from idol worshiping. And from it spring up triune baptism. Baptism in titles. Denominations, they have a phony test today, saying that I will take what Jesus said. Me, I will not take what Peter said. As if Jesus and Peter were saying something different. Because the people are blind. They have forgotten that instruction in Matthew 28, verse 19, was not spoken to the whole world. It was spoken directly to the 11 disciples. And Jesus said, in St. John 17, when he was offering prayer, he prayed for these 11 disciples and those that will believe on him through their word. Those are the ones that that prayer covered. Outside of that one, the prayer of your God did not cover any other person. Do you understand clearly? Let me repeat. Jesus spoke to the 11 disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and told them at the end of it, verse 19, said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. If you look at that word name, is name, not names, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If, go back, if Father in this context here is a different entity from Son, and then Holy Ghost is also another entity, this word name will have been wrong grammatically. It will have been names of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But Jesus said, baptizing them in the name singular of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, this is what the people are practicing. Like they say that what is the name of the president of Nigeria? And then somebody stand up and say, president of Nigeria. What would they think of that person? That is what the people are doing. They are repeating the question when answer have been provided. In this our age, we are privileged to know in a clear form the name of the Father. Who does the people refer to as the Father in the scripture? Is the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel from Egypt to Palestine? That is what they refer to as the Father. And this Father descended after the ascent of Christ. He descended, meeting Saul on the way to Damascus. That same pillar of fire. And he mentioned the name of Paul, Saul. Saul, why persecuted thou me? It's hard for you to kick against the priest. And this Saul, who was a Bible student under the best teacher of the land, Gamaliel, he said, Lord, who are you? Because he knew that this is Lord. This is the Father. And he got a clear answer. I am Jesus, whom you persecute. So, what is the name of the pillar of fire? Jesus.
So what is the name of the Father? Jesus. And when Jesus was here on earth, he said, I come in my Father's name. And they said, where is this your Father? He said, it's inside of me. But because the people are under a blinded gospel, they are under the message of the two angels that went to Sodom, that the prophet said they did no miracle. The only thing they did was to blind the people. And he told us those two angels in our day, he said it is Billy Graham and Honor Roberts. He said their message is blinding the people against the true gospel. Sir Abraham is a preacher. He's a different man altogether. He will stand and declare that one, and nobody can challenge him. And nobody can challenge him. Sometimes when I'm listening to the tape, and this man preached in America. He got to a point. Somebody told him, one of his days, we would throw bomb on the platform. He said, before the dust will settle down, I will be in glory. The people adopted sprinkling instead of baptism. Pouring in some cases. Down the sea. When Jesus Christ himself, he went and he was baptized. The Bible said because there was much water where John was baptizing, that's why he was baptizing, because it is immersion. Every part of the body must enter inside water. That's why if you want to be baptized, don't struggle with the person baptizing you. Every part, including your hand, everything must enter inside. I will bring you up if I know that part of your body is here outside. So it's better for you to yield yourself, because all your body, everything must enter inside before I bring you out. It is baptism by immersion. The people talk about purgatory, though there is no scripture for it. The people adopted payment before sin, using the following scripture in the book of Matthew, I believe, where Jesus told Peter that the devil wants to have you and to sift you as a wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you. Whether it's in John or whatsoever, that scripture, I know you. Is this a scripture? That is what they now took now. That you can pay money, and then for sin you are yet to commit. So that made the whole world to be corrupted and full of sin with impunity. I paid for it. So what else? And when you do whatever sin, whatever magnitude it is, all that you need to do is to go and talk to the Father, knowing that the person you are talking to himself is a sinner, a drunkard, fornicator, unclean person. That's the person you are confessing to. The same thing he did is also what you did. Many times they meet each other. Yes, members see priests go do things. So to talk to that priest that had done this doesn't make anything. The whole thing is like making jest of God and his word. You also have other religion. You wrap the person in a white cloth, put it down, get one sinner they call a foul imam to stay in front, be putting hand like this, be knocking. Their spirituality is how you learn the language of another country. That is the spirituality of the religion. When they stand before the people and they are recounting all those Arabic language, you see they come and be dropping money. Ah, that man really is really, what is really something there? He just cram another language and then he's talking, then you say it's what? May God have mercy upon us. Completely anti-scripture. The Bible said it is appointed for men once to die, after that the judgment. And the prophet said the very body that you commit sin inside, that is the same body you will receive the judgment with. There is no changing of the body for a sinner. And the beauty of it is that there is an angel that follows us on daily basis, who does not sleep, who does not go and leave, who is never tired, and is recording. He record my actions, record my dressing, record my thoughts. Everything is recorded. And he does that for everybody. Yeah. And where it is stored, that record, it is taken to a laboratory when the man breathed his last. And where it is stored, the prophet says it is God's laboratory. Nobody can go there for editing. You can only appeal to God that you want your record edited while you are still saying, in your right senses, heavy, you can look, you can talk, you can do everything. That is when you can present your case that I want my record edited. The record of my gossip, the record of my fornication, the record of my stealing, the record of my whatsoever, I want it edited. Then he is the only one that can edit it. When he edits it, he will give me a confirmation of the editing. How? The scripture says it. He said, now that we are justified with God, we have peace with the Lord. There is going to be a spiritual peace of heart for you. That is the evidence that your record is edited. The people adopted tongues as the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And we see devils. The prophet said, I have seen devils spoke in tongues. Harlots speak in tongues. Thieves, politicians speak in tongues. Adulterers speaks in tongues. And that is their spirituality. After we have known the truth, no matter how much tongues you speak, I am not moved. I want to find out where the tongues come from. When Brother Abraham went to Mishawaka and saw display of gifts, and by the gift that was resident in him, he saw that the gift was genuine.
He said, that is wonderful. Know the source of the gift.
Wow.
When he contacted the first one, it was from the main source that he came from. He gave glory to God. When he contacted the second, the prophet said, if I've ever met an hypocrite in this life, he said, this was one. Then he was confused. What is this? The question comes from James. Can one source bring forth sweet and bitter water at the same time? Then that was a thought in his heart. Until one day when he was praying, Lord gave him a vision and showed him the interpretation. He said, then I understood what happened in that place. That was when God explained to him that and the unjust. And God make it his sun to shine on the good and on the evil. That scripture is talking about gifts. Yes, that scripture is talking about gifts. Then the prophet understood. So we are not confused when we see a woman in trousers speaking in tongues. We are not confused. Even if it's a genuine tongue, yes, it's possible. But the vessel itself is a corrupt vessel. Women cut their hair because they don't know what covering is. Women wear trousers. They don't know which sex they belong to. Wear indecent clothes. It gets worse every day. Men, the same. Guests today will play their hair, will wear earrings. No wonder when guests discover that men are already doing what they are doing, then they went further to punch hole on their nose, to put another one there. Some even do it on their navel. I don't know how convenient these things are, but it's so terrible. But we see it. All these things happen to anyone that does not allow God's word to have preeminence in their life. People that are not, the prophet said that if Jacqueline Kennedy, the wife of the President of the United States in the early 60s, who set the pace for women with her hair cut, with her indecent dressing, and he said, if she has had this message, say she might have done different. So it will be terrible for somebody to hear this message and follow that path. It will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for such a person on the day of judgment. Of course, people that come to the message and leave the message back, they become worse. They are times 10. Because they just came out as from a cage to the liberty of their soul.
And they now start their real life. I saw somebody, I was showing some pictures and things, videos, or somebody who had been in the message before. So somebody asked me, is there a chance for this person? I said, I don't know. That is in the hand of God. There could be people that will go out then last minute come back in. Why? Because such things happen. We saw it in the prophet's ministry, and there might be people that are in that are already out spiritually. All those is in the hand of God. Some people came to the altar in the time of the prophet. The prophet said he was looking at them from the outside realm. He said they are crossed to the other side. He called for soberness. He called for fear and trembling. People don't want to care ministers marrying non-virgins. Some will marry and divorce and remarry, and they are still ministers. I don't say this will be their destination, but for the bride, that is off our message. Deacons marry more than one wife. That is off our message. Deacon with an unbelieving wife. That is off our message. Preachers going to seminaries or theological school to be able to get experience of how to preach. And that is why they have their qualification. That is off our message. The prophet said that where God trains his men is in the school of the Holy Ghost. We have people just use toss here the Lord as a as joking word. Almost once they are in every service, there must be toss here the Lord. There must be toss here the Lord. There must be toss here the Lord. The prophet said, if a man says thus here the Lord and it is not from God, is the one just saying it presumptuously, say he will go to hell for it. In the Old Testament, a man that prophesied falsely in the Old Testament, he died that year. The prophet said, I've not spoken through him. Yes. Christians, in denominations, I mean, not. Though we have seen those that be, claim to be around the message also drinking, drink small, small, something for your stomach's sake. The deacons will not be giving too much drinking, much. Which means that somebody that should not be giving too much wine. You can be drinking small, small. Now, what is the quantity of that small, small? You need to tell me the quantity. Is it 5 mil? Is it 10 mil? Is it 100 mil? Because drinking is relative to the person drinking. Some people, I have known some people before that will drink a carton of stout and we walk away on patok. So you have to tell me the quantity. The message of the third angel for those that want to escape the wrath of God is that outside of the Lord's table, no drinking of alcohol. Women preachers, deaconesses, women ushers, and so on and so forth. It's unlimited. No order, nothing. No, they want to make gender balancing. That is what the whole world is preaching. Gender balancing. Yes. The God that made man and woman has allotted for each of them how they should operate. When you cross that boundary, you transgress. That's all. I think the Sunday school make a few statements around that this morning. Because a woman can, just like our sisters came to render, can render special numbers. In many places, they like to come and stand behind the pulpit to render the special number. I don't think it's necessary. The prophet said this place is sacred. Yeah. I don't think it's necessary. That one is not to show recognition. And somebody singing here and somebody singing here doesn't make any difference. But we must give reverence the way the world put the reverence. On and on. The dressing of women, which today everybody have, after we have shouted and screamed and talked and talked, some have taken their position. That if they knock their head down, raise it up. This is what I will do. And we say, go ahead. Every road leads to destination. So seeing what has happened to denominations, seeing how they have made the people to drink of the wine of the fornication of the great
oil,
which is the doctrine that is given out, and the prophet said the doctrine is the backbone of a church, is a life source of the church. From the doctrine goes the conduct, and that is why there is need for the message of the third angel. From 1947 to 1965 is the message of the third angel crying out for the people in this age, those that have ear to hear, those that have eye to see, to run for their life, to come out of her. Who is her? The all and the daughters. And if they refuse, they will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure into the cup of his indignation. And they will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. That is the message for them if they refuse to come out. And if you are here, your heart is in the denomination, you are still in the denomination. Where the treasure of a man is, there will the heart also be also. You can sit down here bodily present, but in your soul has delight, has love for what is done in denomination. That is where you belong. I can assure you, you will still receive the mark of the beast. The prophet said, mark of the beast, 54:05-13. 54:5-13, paragraph 30. He said, now, this is the third angel's message to the world. This is the third angel's message. Yes, to the world. And you know what? The third angel's message, it is going forth now in this day. This is the flying of the third angel message. If you are a Bible reader, this message is a message of the third angel, because it is this message that is calling people not to worship the beast and his image, and not to receive the mark of the beast in their forehead or in their hands. And it went further in Revelation 14:10 to say that if any man finally do, he will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with the fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Also in Revelation 18:4, it is the same message. Say, and then add another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partaker of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Anybody that did not come out, anybody that believed any of these anti-scriptural teachings, that person will be partaker of the plagues, because it is because of these doctrines that the plagues are coming to the great hall and the daughters. In our message, there's whichever way country you come from, whichever custom you come from, a woman should be well covered. Whether you are from Calabar, in Calabar they used to have their own dress, the back will be like this, and the front will also be like that. The whatever will just be here, the tip of this shoulder, here and that one, is a design they have in that area. It's not according to the message. Cover your front. Cover your back. Yes. Women are not expected to wear high heels, that we made them to be missing as they go, as the scripture has said. And people want us to say how long the issue be. I'm not going to tell you the number of the inches, because you yourself know, nature teach you that the higher you are going, the discomfort you are coming, the more your buttocks go up, the more your shape is one curvy. And the prophet make a direct statement in the message of the marriage and divorce, that the thing that is women are doing, making her to have this sex control, she uses a shape. That shape was designed by Satan. That shape made the chest already, because of the boss that God gave women, the front is already out. And their buttocks normally is bigger than that of a man. That's the way Satan designed that body. Yes, the prophet said that Satan is the designer of the body of woman. He says it is done for the purpose of temptation. Yes. But when you go further to make emphasis on it, you are anointed by the serpent. The Mark of the Beast, 1961, February 17th. Paragraph 108. To 110 already. And now, I want you to notice them three last angels. The first angel, that is Revelation 14, 6 to 12. The first angel has sounded the trumpet of the gospel and had the everlasting gospel preached to all the world. The second angel kind of preached a holiness gospel. See? Because he said that the church had committed fornication. And the third angel roared out to escape the mark of the beast. Watch the first angel at the Reformation. Luther preached the gospel. Second angel, Wesley, sanctification. The fornication is straightening up the church. But the third message, the Pentecostal message, should be the true messenger warning them to escape the mark of the beast. Say, whosoever receives the mark of the beast, the same will drink the wrath of God, poured out without measure into the cup of indignation he poured out upon the people. That is the very message today. The third angel. The third angel message. The last message. The Lutheran message of justification. The Wesleyan message of sanctification. And the Pentecostal message of the seal of God. Escape the mark of the beast. Come out of the big walls of Babylon. Be sealed into the kingdom of God. Amen. That is the message of the third angel. Finally, I want to read from the first seal. Paragraph 388. Now, not people, the prophet was speaking about denominations here. Say, not people in there. Them are God's people, many of them. But you know what? When we get over here,
till we get this trumpet sounding. And the next time I come by, this trumpet sounding, remember, when them last angels, that third angel come across, come out of her, my people. When that angel flies, it is the same time that message drops here for the last trumpet. Last angel's message. Last seal opened. All happens at the same time. Yes, sir. All keeps on and goes over into eternity. Amen, amen. When this last age, Laodicea, got itself corrupted, pushed Christ out of the church, do what they like, and then when God brought the messenger of the age on board to stand for the truth of the gospel, in one of the psalms, SARS, is it the sign of the end? The prophet mentions some of the mysteries that is revealed today. And what is a mystery? The prophet said, he said, a mystery is a scripture that is previously hidden truth, now divinely revealed with a supernatural element still remaining despite the revelation. There is still the supernatural element. That is why, as long as we have known God yet, when we pass through few of it this morning, it still causes us some stimulation, isn't it? Even though it is revealed, it still has the supernatural element that each time it is spoken about, it causes a stimulation. Now, for people of the other side, what is giving them the stimulation is the doctrine of the Catholic of the Great All. Wine, the prophet says, signifies stimulation. That is why wine was used in Revelation 17. The wine of our fornication. What is fornication? Unclean living. She claimed to be the wife of Jesus Christ, but she is dining with Satan. So it is Satan that is giving her the doctrines that she's having. And she's giving out these doctrines to all nations, to all kindreds, and the rest of it. And she has made them drunk with the wine of our fornication. But today, the prophet mentioned a few of these mysteries as we are closing. Say number one, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. That's paragraph 245 of See, that is the one we are talking on now. Matthew 13, 3 to 50. We are not going to those. Yes. Second mystery is the mystery of the Israel blindness during this age. I made reference to it when I was talking, making a little analogy here. Romans 11, 25. The third mystery is the mystery of the translation of the saints at the end time of this age. As we have in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4 to 17. The fourth mystery is the mystery of the New Testament church as one body composed of both Jews and Gentiles. Because the prophet said the first age especially has Jews inside.
all these other ages. Prophet said the Jews we have inside, say they are vagabond Jews. Those people that are not home Jews. Because when that trumpet sounded, they return home, the real Jews return home. But these other ones that stay here, the anyone that happens to be an elect there, we fall this way. Everything is predestination. The fifth mystery is of the church as the bride of Christ. Ephesians 5, 28-32. The sixth mystery is the living Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. Galatians 2:20 and Hebrews 13:8 and other places. The seventh mystery is of God, even Christ, as the incarnate fullness of the Godhead embodied in whom all divine wisdom has And you know, the next paragraph says, and godliness is restored to man. I don't know whether that one is supposed, because the next one, the prophet said the ninth mystery is the mystery of iniquity found in 2 Thessalonians, which we have talked about in the course of this teaching. The tenth mystery is of the seven stars of Revelation 1:20, which the Sunday school is just dealing with currently. Those seven stars are the seven messengers of the seven church ages. The 11th mystery is Mystery Babylon, which is one of the cardinal things we just went through. The prostitute, Revelation 17:5-7. And I jump to paragraph 257. The serpent seed that has been hidden mystery all through the years was brought out. 259. Prophet said, no such a thing as eternal burning air. It's one of the teachings of denominations. You see, Satan is very terrible. He tells some people there is no hell. He tells some it is eternal hell. The prophet said, for you to burn eternally, you need eternal life to be able to burn eternally. Which anybody that have eternal life, because there is only one form of eternal life, which is that the life of Christ, is given to the bride only in this generation, except those that will be judged at the white throne again. The mystery of the paragraph 269, the mystery of the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation, but the person of Christ performing in you the same works that he did. The prophet spoke in so many ways about the Holy Ghost baptism, and practically all those ways have been re-echoed here. So all that you need as a person is just to yield yourself to God and say, God, I am in your hand. That will be done in my life. The prophet says shouting is good. Say speaking in tongues is good. Crying is good. Singing is good. Any of them can happen to you at the receiving of the Holy Ghost. He says yes. Say you can receive the Holy Ghost without any sensation. But something just spiritually enter into you, quicken the seed that is there, bring it to life. The prophet said, until about 6 months after I received the Holy Ghost, he never spoke in tongues. The mystery of water baptism. These are some of the mysteries that we are privileged to have in our
time.
Jesus said, ye, who are the ye? Abraham, shall know the truth. And the truth shall do what?
Set you free.
So we have known this truth by the grace of God. And the truth has set us free. We have the privilege. We have the honor from the Almighty God to be His representative, to be His ambassador. The prophet said that God does not have hand apart from our own hands. He doesn't have feet apart from our own feet. He doesn't have mouth apart from He is using our own hands. Therefore, before somebody can represent Christ correctly, you must have His Spirit. The Spirit of Christ. You put the Spirit of Beethoven in the man, He will do the works of Beethoven. You put the Spirit of Shakespeare in a man, He will do the works of Shakespeare. When you put the Spirit of Christ in a man, He will do the works of Christ. The Lord bless you. From the beginning of this message to this is closing, I have not gotten a question which I was expecting. Questions. The next time is going to be summary of the whole thing. Yes. Just to refresh our mind of the things that we have said. Like Brother Paul said in the book of Romans. He said, of the things that we have said, he said, this is the soul. Yeah. So bring the things in summary. And may the Lord be gracious to us that will not be forgetful hearers. These things are not for just head knowledge. Neither are they for mental exercise. But they are to help us to know where we stand and what to expect, because the time is closer. When that time comes, things will go worse. I don't care how much you pray. It is God that designed it. Things will go worse. It is designed by God. Because if everything is going smooth, we will be asking God for long life, and prosperity, long life, as we normally do at our birthdays, long life and prosperity. Somebody is 19 years, long life and prosperity. He is 100 years, long life and prosperity. Prosperity. A time is coming that the bride in unison will be crying unto God in confirmation of the scriptures that say that the Spirit and the bride, they say, come Lord Jesus, that you have to come now. That's Revelation 22. But at now, I want to go to school. I want to marry. I want to buy land. I want to build house. I want to do this one. I want to do this one. I want to do this one. Throughout 1 week, no reading of the Bible. Throughout 1 month, no reading of the Bible. No reading of the message. No time for service. No this one. Man is too busy. Man must work. This and that. A time is coming that tension is coming down. You will not enjoy even the things you have. Tension will be down. pressure, squeeze, inspired by the Almighty God Himself to make this place uncomfortable for us. And then everybody in unison will be wake up. Nobody will tell you to wake up and pray. It is on your own. You will do a personal night vigil. Say, oh God, this one is enough. Take us out of this place. That was the replica of what was happening in Egypt. That the old children of Israel, they are crying to God. And God met Moses. Say, had the groaning of my people. Groaning. Crying. Sighing. Say, I know their sorrows. And I've come down to deliver them. We are getting close to the house. Until then, wake up. Wake up. Shine your arms. You cannot go and meet pastor when the time comes. He should give you some of the Holy Ghost he has. He just has sufficient for him to go in the rapture. If you come and meet me, I'm not the one that put it there. It's Jesus that put it there. He said, go and meet those that said. So I also refer you to go and meet Jesus Christ that gave you the one I have to me, so that you too can have likewise. I can't give you what I have, and nobody can give you. But the time is coming that there may not be any change again in this person. You remain the way you are. May that time not meet us unprepared. May that time not meet us suddenly. May Jehovah walk upon us before that time. When he will come, may none of us be left behind. I want God's way. As I journey here below, for there is no other way, that a child of God, oh, do the road be safe and wrong, if God leads me, is enough. I want God's way to be my way. Do you want His way to be your way? Oh, I want God's way to be my way. As I journey here. Oh, for there is no other way that a child of God should go. Though the road be safe and rough, if God leads me, is enough. Oh, I want God's will to be my way. Yeah. Are you singing one more time with our hands up to Him in surrender? I want God's will, yes, to be my way. As I journey here, oh, for there is no other way that right child of she go. Yes, the road be safe and rough, if God leads me, He's enough. I want God's will to be my way every day. While as And our eyes are closed. And our hearts are bowed us. Reverently before you. This is the truth of the Almighty God. We are only privileged as His elect lady, as His bride, to know things that are to be. To be able to now to prepare ourselves. This is not a denominational arena. This is the garden of the elect of God. This is the garden of the bride of Christ. In preparation for the ongoing. Because one of these is very soon and very soon. That voice will go forth. Come up either. And we have to leave this
house.
I don't know the condition of your soul now. I don't know what is needed for God to put in place. I don't know what you are involved in. I don't know how your heart is set. I don't know what is your hope and your state. I don't know what you are trusting at this hour. But whichever way, if you desire God's mercy and help, will you just lift up your hand as I request your pastor to pray for his congregation.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We thank you again this morning, for this afternoon, for this opportunity to sit at your feet, Lord, to hear this message be re-echoed back unto us. Lord, as you instructed your servant, the prophet, to store the message, as a bride we have need of it. So also you have raised up among the fivefold to re-echo the same message, the continuation of that ministry. We are very grateful to you, as are up everywhere after we have had this message. We know the source where this message comes from. It was not from a questionable source. It was not from a seminary.
Yes.
It was from a man, a dedicated prophet of God, that have no flaw in his thus says the Lord, in the tens of thousands of times that he sounded. He said, when a man comes forth with that kind of ministry, he said, hear him, because I'm with him. We have had the word to pray, dear Master. You are the only one that can make use of this message to transform our lives.
Yes.
To make us ready, Lord.
Yes.
Give us rapturous faith.
Yes.
As we listen to it.
Yes.
May the enemy not come behind, try to steal whatever we have heard from this message, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. The hands that are up, you know each and every one of us.
Oh, God.
We are asking that whatsoever the request might be, even where the request might be wrongly placed, may you rightly place it.
Yes.
And walk upon us, Lord.
Yes.
And perfect all that concerns
us.
And make us ready.
Yes, Father.
For that 0 hour.
Yes, Father.
Our prayers, O God, is that, Lord, let none of us be left behind, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless your servant for the virtue that has led him. May you replenish him, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Savior Divine.
Yes.
We believe you, Lord, that you have heard us.
Yes.
You have said in your word that your people, that you love, having loved them, you love them to the end.
Oh, yes.
Lord Jesus, have thy way, O Lord.
Yes, Father.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Yes, Father.
We commit the last service in your hands for more of your blessings.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, sir. The Lord bless you richly. May His coming gladden our hearts. By 1 o'clock, the convention committee will still meet in the deacon's office. By next Sunday,
I
will ask people that are not registered to raise up their hand.
Àwọn tí ò tí forúkọ sílẹ̀ á ní kan pe ọwọ́ wọn sókè o.
But today I won't say anything now.
Lónìí, a ti fìyẹn pamọ́ a sọ
fún mi. 1 week of grace.
Ẹyọ ọ̀sẹ̀ kan tí ó rí ọ̀fẹ́.
Is given.
A fún wa.
For us to right in our wrong.
Láti ó tá a ṣe tí ò tọ́ láti mú tán.
By next Sunday.
Lọ́jọ́ Àìkú tó ń bọ̀ yìí.
Everybody that have not registered will have their hand up.
Gbogbo àwọn tí ò tí gba orúkọ wọn sílẹ̀ forúkọ wọn sílẹ̀ fún ti àgọ́ àjọdún yìí, ó gbọ́ wọn sókè.
If you hide in the toilet, we will call you out.
Ṣé bá fo orí pamọ́ síbi ilé ìgbọ̀nsẹ̀, à á pè ọjà.
You go under the shirt, I will send somebody there for identification.
Ṣé abẹ́ àti báwo tó wà níbẹ̀ yẹn, a ràn yẹn kan síbẹ̀ fún ìdánimọ̀ gbogbo àwọn tó wà níbẹ̀.
Remember also we can paste the names of those who have registered on the board. May the Lord be our help. God bless you
richly.
I'm just trying to be gentle, you know.
Because
remember those that are they have their meeting in the library. That's the allocation group. And then the next service is 2 o'clock by God's grace. And we trust that what will take us further in his blessing. Shall we rise? 204. What a day that will be. That's coming a day. When not artists shall come. There is coming a day when no one shall come. Yes, no one shall pass in the sky. No more tears to dim. All is peace forevermore on that window. For a day. For a day that will be, oh, where my Jesus I shall see, oh, and I look upon his face, the world will save me by his grace, oh, when it is me but dance and leads me through. What a day, what a day, glorious day,
that will be.
There will be no sorrow, there
Just when I look upon this.